Well, it's a big week here in Australia for Australian sport, and Ash Barty, she was the story that everyone wants to talk about, and I'm sure she's big news over there in Europe. And joining us to talk a little bit more about that is Jacqueline Magnot. Morning, Jack.
Good morning, guys.
How impressive was Ash?
How wonderful
was it? Oh, sensational.
It's such a fantastic victory, and it has resonated throughout Britain, certainly. Because Ash Barty is now warming up for Wimbledon. She's got a couple of tournaments she's going to play in. She has dropped out of Nottingham, but she's going to compete in Birmingham and then at Eastbourne to get her feel for the grass back ahead of Wimbledon. But more importantly, she is having a few days off and she's going to play golf. That's if the weather allows it. It's absolutely bucketing rain here. And it's going to continue for the next few days, and they say maybe for the rest of the week. So it might be a good thing. Maybe she can just sit back and put up her feet and just really relax and perhaps reflect on what a great victory she's had, because it really was most magnificent.
Yeah, she's the third favourite now going into Wimbledon. Serena at $6, Kvitova $7, and Ash Barty at $8. But she's $3.7 million richer as well. We play heroes and villains after the weekend, Jacqueline, and Virat Kohli has come up as a hero after his gesture to the Indian crowd to stop booing Steve Smith and start cheering him.
It was extraordinary. I was there at the Oval, and I was out in amongst the fans, and I think I was perhaps the third Australian that was there. It was 99.99% Indian crowd. You could count the number of Australians on one hand. So it was a very loud crowd, very enthusiastic as well, and of course they did give Steve Smith a lot of flack, especially when he was down on the boundary, down near the Vauxhall end, and Kohli came over and said, "Hey guys, stop it," and they did. it was quite an interesting action. And afterwards, he said, "Look, you know, if I put myself in that position, I think that it's not fair, and I felt that it was going a little bit over the top." And so, it was a great gesture of sportsmanship by him, because he may have thought that the crowd could continue to rattle the Australians, but to be fair, the Indians had the upper hand the entire game. They never looked like they were going to lose that game. They had started very strongly, first ball of wicket, but, you know, more than 100 runs before the first wicket fell. And then when Australia came out to bat, you know, Dave Warner, he's not quite on song at the moment and starts off a little bit more conservative than what he would normally do. And I think he got, you know, 56 off 84 balls, which is not his usual strike rate. So
yeah.
That conservatism at the beginning cost Australia that match. And, you know, they're playing Pakistan on Wednesday, perhaps with this rain, it might be delayed.
Yeah.
But they'll be looking to kind of be a little bit more aggressive, I think, in the next game.
Now, you were there at that game then, Jack. Was it just Steve Smith that the Indian crowd were having a crack at, or did Warner get any attention as well?
Oh, they absolutely gave it to Warner as well.
Yeah.
It was more in a good-natured way, though. It wasn't being nasty, if I can put it that way. It was almost like, oh, let's just have a bit of a dig. And the Australians just seemed to ignore it. And in some ways, perhaps it might have... it could have been Kohli was telling the crowd to quieten down because he didn't want the Australians to get their back up.
Yeah, right. And
work it in their favour, because it was like playing on the Indian subcontinent. It had that atmosphere about it. It was very much a foreign ground for the Australians to be playing at.
Mm. Daniel Ricciardo, he's actually finished a Grand Prix, which was pretty good. I think he qualified in fourth position. He finished in sixth position, but there was drama there with Sebastian Vettel. He gets our Bad Sport of the Weekend award.
Well, I thought he was a bit amusing when he...
It was funny.
...number one and number two and changed it over,
yeah.
and then went and stood up on the dais and had one foot on the top level, you know. He just really didn't want to let it go. I mean, It was an extraordinary decision by the officials to dock him 5 seconds for what they deemed to be an unsafe manoeuvre on the racetrack. He'd kind of spun off a little bit, gone on the inside. He had his tyres were worn out at that point, didn't have much grip. And when he came back onto the track, he did impede Lewis Hamilton. And under the rules, that is what the penalty is, a 5 second penalty. And of course, he couldn't stay ahead by more than 5 seconds to win the race. So the title or that race went to Lewis Hamilton. A lot of racing purists, I've had a few conversations with a few of the real diehards who say the new rules, they kill racing, it's, you know, ruining the sport. And some of the, you know, racers say that, you know, the drivers believe that. They want it to be able to be more aggressive without being penalised. So, but they're the rules, and I think Vettel could have taken a far safer line coming back onto the track, but that means he would have perhaps gone behind Lewis Hamilton. So he's just trying to stay ahead. It's all risk for the mill, isn't it? Everyone's talking about it, and it keeps the interest there. Lewis Hamilton, a clear leader now in the World Championship points, though, and Mercedes, absolutely dominant at the moment.
Yeah, he'll be hard to run down, Lewis Hamilton. Thanks again, Jack.
Thanks, guys. Have a great week.